name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning, here or at home. It's good to have you with us. You'd have thought the lectionary compilers had a sense of humour or had some foresight when we sing a bit later on. What's the offertory hymn? Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life, after the week we've been through? But they haven't. It's just a rather fortuitous coincidence. Anyway, it's good to have you with us this morning. Just a little reminder, as we look towards Lent, we have our pancake social on Shrove Tuesday. That's the 1st of March from 6 o'clock. Ash Wednesday services here at 10 and 7:30 with imposition of ashes. And on Thursday begins our Lent course based on C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, which is of a good age now as a book, but still very relevant and contemporary. So it's easily available, quite cheaply available, if you'd like to get hold of a copy, but you don't need to to join us for the Lent course. So lastly, I published The Bands of Marriage between Lee Percival of the parish of St. Paul Morley and Jennifer Mary Hamilton of the same parish, St. Paul's Morley. These are for the third time of asking. If any of you know a reason why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now.
Jesus said, "Before you offer your gift, go and be reconciled. As brothers and sisters in God's family, we come together to ask our Father for forgiveness." Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have created the heavens and the earth and made us in your own image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and your likeness in all your children. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns supreme over all things, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no plants of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon earth. And there was no one to till the ground, but a stream would rise from the earth, and the water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for the food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat it, you shall die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave the names to all the cattle and to the birds of the air and to every animal of the field. But for the man there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed it up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. The man then said, "This at last is a bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this was taken. Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One day Jesus got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they put out. And while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A gale swept down on the lake, and the boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him up, shouting, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased, and there was calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" They were afraid and amazed, and said to one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" This is the Gospel of the Lord. May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It has always been a family tradition that when we visit the coast, we must go and see the lifeboat. It's not hard to find the lifeboat station, and it's usually located close to the sea for obvious reasons. With the distinctive yellow, blue, and orange logo, the lifeboat station is for me a place of pilgrimage. Not that it's glamorous or warm, it doesn't smell particularly nice, but there is something about this seafaring vessel that draws me in. I suspect it has something to do with what it represents for us as an island race. The knowledge that the lifeboat institution serves as an invaluable emergency service for those in peril on the sea. Since the 1800s, this organisation has been part of our maritime history, rescuing those who brave the waters, who need their help in difficulty. In their mission statement, it boldly states, "We aim to create a world where no one drowns." There was no such vessel for the disciples in the gospel reading this morning. They were on a boat going, as was the norm, across the other side of the lake. These were experienced fishermen. They had knowledge of boats and were familiar with the water they crossed. But the storm frightened them. Their peril was real, their faith tested. They reach out to Jesus to ask him to help them, to save them from drowning. But Jesus' words weren't for the frightened disciples. Instead, his instruction was directed to the elements. Who is this then, they ask, that the winds and waves obey him? You won't have failed to notice that this week there have been in the forecasts for the UK and beyond two storms named Dudley and Eunice. As I was writing this for today, Dudley was battering his way through Rothwell, and thankfully now we are on the other side of Eunice. I'm not sure why the weather forecasters name storms. Is it to make them seem friendlier? I'm not sure that helps. The BBC weather app is the most frequently used app on my phone at the moment. And the truth is that we are so often ruled by the weather, but we cannot do anything to control it. We cannot control the winds and the waves, nor any of the elements. Our forecasters are quite accurate with the weather predictions, but I'd like to think about the other storms too, the storms of life. As the hymn writer puts it, we cannot forecast when we will be hit with our own personal storms. When these storms come in our family, our relationships, our finances, or our work, who do we call upon in the storms that hit us? Like the disciples, do we call upon Jesus to help us through the rough times? Our lives can be affected suddenly or gradually, and we each have our own way of dealing with things. Maybe choosing to run away and hide, or go into denial, or rage at God in anger, or just sometimes face them head on. Whatever life throws at us, we are invited to call upon God, to seek him in the midst of our storm. Through our relationship with the living Jesus, we are led to God, who gives us a hope to cling to. When I was much younger, my very first job was in the music industry, and as a result, I've worked with musicians. Many were and still are in bands. And one colleague was a guitarist of a band called Eastertown. They're probably unknown in the north. And one song from their album, The Seed, was called Big Bad World. In a nutshell, the words of the song are about a love relationship, a loving relationship, and when it goes wrong, the hurt and pain it can cause. It has my most favourite line: love is the anchor out in the big bad world. None of us are immune to storms in life, but each of us are anchored in love by faith. And as another famous musician wrote, we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. At noon today, we will welcome six candidates for baptism, four of whom are adults. And that's quite unusual that family members of the child should come to make their own baptismal promises before each other and God. We will, of course, pray for them, and I ask all of you who won't be present also to pray for them and for the little ones, that their baptism will bring them to the fullness of life with Jesus. As the adults and children will be baptized, hopefully they will come to know that baptism doesn't somehow make them immune to their lives being battered by storms. But being a child of God does mean that they will have an anchor, something which will support them when the unpredictable and the unexpected storms of life hit. And that's true for us all, that we put our trust in God to sustain us through the storms that come to upset our calm, the rough waters that we try to navigate, and the waves that can so often overpower us. Eastertown sang of a love being the anchor. And if you replace the word love with God, then you have exactly the same thing. God is the one who we name our personal storms before, to ask him to be alongside us, to help us to navigate the rough waters of life. And as we journey on, we know that it's not easy, but it is the right thing to do, to have faith in the one who stops us from drowning. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named.
We believe in God the Son, who lived and died, and was buried, and rose again. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son,
Let us pray for the peace of God in the church and in the world. Please sit or kneel. In the Anglican Communion, we join with other churches to pray for the Episcopal Church in Jerusalem and the Middle East, for all clergy and their congregations, that your people can live in peace and harmony, that tensions are eased, and that religious tolerance is practiced by all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of plenty, we live in a world where some of us throw away food while others go hungry. May we shop and eat wisely, not wasting or destroying what we do not need. Help us to celebrate our plenty and remember the poor and needy of our world, driven by famine, disaster, or civil war. O God, help us to share in your love for the whole of creation, for you have blessed us richly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for the East Leeds Food Bank, for all who volunteer their time and resources to help those in need, for those who support it from this church and transfer it where it is needed most, for there are those who suffer from want even in this country. We pray for Oxfam and for all agencies involved in feeding those in need, for it is hard for us to imagine going to bed hungry. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all attending the Rhythm of Life group this week and for all the visitors today attending the baptism service of adults and babies. We pray for their parents and godparents. Give them the strength to bring up their children free from evil, to live life in all its fullness, this day and always. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for world peace. We pray that countries find diplomatic solutions. We pray that wars and unrest will cease, that world leaders will not make hasty and emotionally charged decisions, that tensions in the Ukraine will ease. We pray for your continued grace and goodness to overflow in this world. Lord, in your mercy, Hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for all affected by the storms and snow, for those who have lost their lives and for their families, that repairs are speedily carried out on properties and that disruptions are as little as possible to transport services. Protect all who sleep outdoors in the city of Leeds, that they find protection from the challenging weather. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for your blessings today on our clergy and religious workers who spread the good news of your love. We thank you particularly for those whom we know personally and who are near and dear to our hearts, for giving us their time and care to help us know you better. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Today we particularly pray for all retired clergy. We thank them, even in their retirement, their time for rest and recreation, many are called to give invaluable support to parishes across the Diocese of Leeds. We give thanks for those who are our own retired clergy, helping here at St Mary's, and for those whom the time here on earth has ended, and they are now with you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, in particular, for your servant David, who has served you faithfully all his life, for the parishes that were his own, for his leadership and pastoral care. We give thanks for the service he has given this church for many years, for the wisdom of an elder statesman he has offered to our clergy, and for the continuing guidance he has given the people of this church. We pray for Cynthia and all David's family. May they rest assured that David led his life well and that they draw comfort from all their remembrances of him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all members of your church, here in this building and in their own homes, and for the residents of Templestowe Drive, their families and friends. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring before you the sick and suffering of our world, all those wrestling with illness in body, mind, or spirit. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers. Pat Hyde, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, and for those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Mavis Cross. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember with fondness those who have recently died, with the knowledge that they are with you in heaven. We mention by name David Grice and Anne Lee. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time, Ethel Wood, Rosalind Binns, and Eric Bull. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us to decide wisely, seeking your will and responding to your guidance. Help us to admit our error when we choose wrongly and be ready to change our decisions when necessary. Help us to remember that when we go astray, you are always there to help us start again. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
God is love, and those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Look upon us in mercy, not in judgment. Draw us from hatred to love. Make the frailty of our praise a dwelling place for your glory. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth. For by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and singing. God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendour and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. The night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. Look with favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Whom the universe could not contain, who redeemed us and called us by name, is present to us in this bread and this cup. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, by your gift, the tree of life was set at the heart of the earthly paradise, and the bread of life at the heart of your church. May we who have been nourished at your table on earth be transformed by the glory of the Saviour's cross and enjoy the delights of eternity through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, we have broken your bread and received your life. By the power of your Spirit, keep us always in your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.